It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, hello and happy Friday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. And you're right, I haven't left this studio in 3 fucking days.
He's in pajamas.
I am always in pajamas. I'm exhausted. This is my 9th broadcast this week. I have not left this goddamn studio except once to go to the cellar to do Brendan's show. With me for the week, my favorite co-host in the world, Chris from Brooklyn.
What's going on, Zach?
How you doing, brother?
Good. We had fun on High Society last night, and you just live here now.
Yeah, we got.
That's why we're out of half and half for the first time. You wake up and have a nice big glass of half and half every morning.
Yeah, I had a few last night on High Society, and now I'm back here, and goddamn it, we're gonna have some fun. We got 2 great guests. Of course, Louis J. Gomez is on assignment. He's in L.A. God bless. We love you. We'll do your plugs, buddy. I hope you're having a good time out there.
I thought
there.
He buried himself with sport like a pharaoh.
Yeah.
A pharaoh.
Today we have...
More like a gayro, am I right, everybody? Uh-oh.
From Here's the Scenario, we got Brendan Sagalo.
What's up?
Thank you very
How
much for
you
being
guys?
Here, brother.
Thank you
and
having me.
From whatever he does, locker room talk.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
No worries,
I apologize. I was going to accidentally plug your old
from
show.
From whatever, though.
I had to stop myself, and that was what came out of my mouth. We got Joe Gorman.
Hey, happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much
you guys
for being
do
here.
Come up with really good podcast names.
I know, right?
Your whole group comes up with, like I thought the Loud Boys was a really good name.
With names that could be vaguely hyper-conservative.
Yeah. A nice little dog whistle to our fan base.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
Yeah, you guys are the Tiggers podcast.
We call patrons our towel heads because they like to support us in the locker room.
That's such a good idea. See, I can't come up with that shit. Dude, I'm all sound so effects.
That's legitimately brilliant.
Yeah.
How you guys doing today?
That one guy really loves being called a towel head every week. His name is Habib.
You're actually hurting someone's feelings. One of your Muslim listeners, maybe.
All 19 of our patrons.
Little fatwa on you guys.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be cool. Yeah. Watch
to
me
have
get
a fatwa
beheaded.
On you?
I'm going to get beheaded behind the paywall.
Man.
That would be sick.
I have a fatwa on me every weekend, right?
A fatwa.
I'm so tired.
She We're was in the a zone. Fatwa, Tony.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that plug music, ladies. Brendan Sagalo, what do you want people to get eyes on?
Instagram, Twitter, follow me on everything, you know, TikTok, all of that nonsense that I have to fucking care about. Please just make it easier on me and just follow me. Sags to Riches on Twitch. And then if you're listening to this live, I'm headlining the Brokerage in Long Island tonight and tomorrow.
Hell yeah, dude.
So come on out because it's usually people with like eyelashes on the headlights of their cars in the parking lot being like getting drunk, bachelorette parties. So having like some incels there would be great.
Yeah, you can fuck those bachelorettes.
I'll be there with bells on, dude.
I'm going to fuck them over is what I'm going to do with a mediocre set.
Nothing
Just
like,
kidding, everybody.
Nothing like good old Governors where the doors are at 5 and the show's at 7:30. So the crowd is good and ready for you. And then we'll talk through your entire set.
Yeah, well, they need to. They need all that time to put up all those openers.
Oh, so. Boy.
Nah, I'm kidding.
I'm serious. Joe?
Oh, man. Well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Joe W. Gorman. A lot of pictures of myself on stage and me holding my dog. And if you want to be a towelhead, if you're like, damn, I want to get in on this mild fucking alt-right goofballness.
Taxi medallions are cheaper than they've ever been.
Yeah, pray now's 5 times a day.
So check it out. My patreon.com/justsomelockerroomtalk. It's myself, Bobby Sheehan, Matt Maron. We're just having a good time.
Funny group of dudes.
Thank you.
Bobby Sheehan's hilarious.
He's a sweetheart.
Bobby and Joe are so funny. Chris?
I also would like to plug Bobby Sheehan. How funny he is. Yeah, just follow my Twitter and Instagram at Chris from BKOI. And look, there it is. But yeah, I'm in Middletown, Connecticut. Tomorrow I'm headlining some show at a brewery. I don't remember the name of it anymore. But yeah, I'm also tired. Come through. And then I'm with Justin Silver at Fairfield Comedy Club June 4th.
Hell yeah, guys. Follow me on Instagram at Zach is Not Funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And I will be doing a half an hour at the Manhattan location of Old Man Hustle.
Oh, I think I'm with you on that too, right?
Yeah, Chris is going to be with me on that. I believe Nathan Orton as well. Practicing my half an hour trying to get that motherfucker good and polished. And then if you want to bring up Lewis's dates for me real quick, let's get his plugs out of the way. Lewis is going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on June the 3rd, Dallas on June the 4th, the Ontario Improv on June the 9th, June 10th and 11th at American Comedy Company in San Diego. And he's also got Souls Rolls, Coho's Music Hall, and the Comedy Club in Kansas City, Missouri, all coming up. Please make sure you support Lewis. Follow him on Twitch. All that fun stuff. He is our best buddy, and we want him to be successful so that we can clamp onto his coattails. And then, yeah, if you love the show, please follow, like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff, however you consume podcasts. Leave a nice comment. We do give one lucky reviewer a month a free piece of merch. And if you really like the show, guestdigitalnetwork.com, promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available here on the Guest Digital Network.
Zach is so tired, dude.
Yeah, this has been a long week for Papa Bear. It has been nonstop, like every goddamn day. Let's have some fun, guys. I want to talk about So I've done so many fucking news stories this week that we're really just going to do weird shit today. And thank you, ladies in the booth, for finding some really weird shit for us to talk about.
Nice.
This is the first one I want to get into.
We were talking about a woman who was married to a Ferris wheel yesterday. Or was that 2 days ago?
Oh, we brought that up ourselves. That wasn't on the paper.
Where is that? I mean, you already talked about it, but...
It was an episode of My Strange Addiction or one of those.
Hell yeah. Did you say the relationship
is that shit
had,
real?
It's ups and downs?
Yeah.
No, but...
Well, we can get that in post.
Love is a, love is a vicious circle.
Oh, that was good. I liked
no,
that.
No, it wasn't.
No, I liked
no,
it.
No, it wasn't. Don't give it.
I liked it.
It's because you're delusional.
Yes. All right. Mom of 3-year-old killed during a church exorcism posts video saying, it is what it is.
Wait, what did she do? I was still thinking about that horrible Ferris wheel bomb that I just had.
Mom of 3-year-old killed during church exorcism.
Oh, just nice wacky stuff.
Oh, the child was killed during the exorcism, and the mom said it
post
is what
video.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Turns out she was all demon.
Yeah, saying.
Nice.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That's crazy.
See, they're just finding workarounds for this Roe versus Wade nonsense, dude. Now they're saying, oh, my rape child was a fucking demon to exercise it. And the priest's like, I gotcha.
No, yeah, that's how you turn the religion back on itself.
Yeah. Exactly. You just go, all right, I'll have the kid, but then we'll just do an exorcist on him when
he
comes
out.
That's
how you get these fucking Christians. You're like, what if the father was Satan?
The devil.
Just rename abortions exorcisms. We're in, man.
That's exactly what you do. You don't even have the baby. You just go, I feel it's like a devil inside of me, and then that whole fucking side will be like, all right, well, we'll make an exception.
Actually, she's just vegan. She ate some seitan.
Nice. See, dude, Zach said we weren't going to have any, like, heavy issues. We've already solved the abortion crisis.
All right, wow. I solved Johnny Punch Depp line. Amber Heard this week. Now I'm solving abortions, man.
Punchline got totally... just fucking ran over by the Zackle snake.
It happens, man. You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
He's got fucking, you got trigger fingers on that fucking DJ.
It's fun.
It is fun. I mean, just looking at it is fun. I would love to be like, I don't even, you know, you've seen the act. It's all boing, bang, boom. I would love to have that in my control.
Shannon, tell us about this exorcism.
Okay, so the 3-year-old girl, apparently everybody in this family felt like she was possessed. So at 6:30 in the morning, they took her to The mother is 25 years old, so they took it to the grandfather's church, and he's a leader of this church.
Oh, wait, pause. Uh-oh. So it was the grandfather that was doing the exorcism?
But it's also a 3-year-old.
It was all of them together.
She didn't want to eat her food?
Was it like the same race as the grandfather? That might be a big factor, you know?
Now, that doesn't make sense. Are we talking...
If it was, yeah.
Yeah, if the baby might have been half black and grandpa was a fucking...
Possessed.
Possessed
with diabetes.
The what is it? They call it the mark of Ham or something like that? The black people, children of Ham?
I don't know what that
is. That sounds like really racist.
Dude.
Do you mean the mark of Cain?
No, because like... Ham was like a son of Noah who like made fun of Noah when he was... blackout drunk, so then Noah cursed him and said, all of your descendants will be marked, and that's where they say black people came from.
Because
folks, I read the
drunk?
Bible.
Wait, who says that?
It's true.
Square,
look
dude.
That up, Shannon.
I confuse Ham and Kane, too.
Yeah, two M's.
Yeah, my favorite tag team growing up was Undertaker and Ham.
I'm just saying, how do you think a 3-year-old is possessed, though?
Yeah, was it just a misbehaving 3-year-old?
Crying, pooping. Asking for Baba. All kinds of shit, dude.
Yeah. That's
Shannon,
possessed.
Got any more info for
she
us?
She just wouldn't use the potty.
So it just says that they believe the child was possessed by a demon and were at the church praying for her and possessed by an evil spirit. They don't say what any of the, quote, symptoms were of that. But over the course of 12 hours, they basically tortured her.
Ah, jeez.
They suffocated her. She had multiple injuries around her eyes, face, neck, chest. And it was...
They didn't let her watch PJ Masks.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God, she's getting more possessed.
She's possessed by the spirit of the Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
She thinks she's a doggy police officer.
She thinks she's JoJo Siwa.
It is what it is.
During exorcisms, they like lay on the kid.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah, they also stuck their fingers down her throat to make her vomit so it would get
sounds like a date night.
I see past this whole facade. The priest is like, you know, you have to put your penis in it to get rid of the devil.
My penis is a little longer than my fingers. Let's try this.
These priests are finding new ways to fuck these kids, man. Damn.
No, I think they were trying to get her to do the exorcist puke so they had it on film.
Oh.
So they like filled her with pea soup. And then they put their hands down her throat and she wouldn't throw up.
Yikes.
No, I just made that up.
That's what a kink. That's what I call coming in someone, filling them with pea soup.
So let's see this video, Shan.
Okay, so this is a minute and a half snippet of the entire video, which I watched some of it, and it's really terrible to watch. It was 45 minutes the entire
thing. Wait, hold on. Wait a second. That chick is 3?
We're going to watch this.
Mom's not going to have any problems making another baby. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Wait, are these like, I got to ask, is this like Koreans?
El Salvadorian.
Yeah, I thought they looked Hispanic.
Oh, so they've got
I couldn't tell if they were like Filipino or something.
Ah.
Now they're just playing like dolls with their kids. They're like, this will be exorcist baby.
Well, it's going to keep
Corvette baby.
Hold on.
Let's try it with sound, maybe.
It's every time Alec is on this
way, we know what they're saying. This is an audio medium. I mean, some people consume it like that. Maybe we'll want to watch it with sound.
Every time Alec is on this computer, he mutes every page and fucks me every time I come back on the computer.
I don't like Alec either, Shannon. We don't have to get into that.
In gas fashion.
Like, I wish you could go back and do this and that. But it's like, there is no point of me doing that. You know, because I cannot change what is, you know, it is what it is.
My baby was.
I
want to
put a demon inside her right now.
Yeah, no, yeah. Hot. I want to fill her with my pea soup.
Oh man, I'm a fucking semen demon.
Hell yeah,
semen demon.
Keep it going.
I've learned to think positive, you know, because it's many reasons why God took her.
I wish this was on like Instagram Live.
Everyone always does their little fucking monologues in their car too.
Yeah,
just thumbs downs and like the devil emoji.
Yeah, be hilarious if she accidentally left like the turn signals on. She just didn't realize. She's like, yeah, you know what it is, what it
it's the devil emoji and then the angel baby emoji. Keep it going.
You know, sometimes you gotta kill a kid.
You know, what if she would have had like a sickness or Or, like, what if something would have happened to her?
Like, what if she went to school or something?
Something did happen to her. You beat her to death because, like, you're a fucking terrible person. Yeah.
Well, like, what if her terrible mother brings her to a church or something and, like, has a bunch of people killed it?
That would be a tragedy.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy because when she passed away, now I'm just doing her lines. Yeah, go ahead.
That's funny.
Was with me. You know, of course, I'm her mom. Why would she not be with me? You know, but it's crazy how...
Now she's
with her?
Would you ever kill your kid?
It's crazy, like, how when you smack a baby, a lot of times they, like, die instead of just the devil gets
out of
there.
He's like, loco, man, how, like, when you kill a baby, it dies.
It's crazy.
So crazy.
Anyway, I'm late for my shift at CVS. This girl has no remorse.
Hold on one second. I have to get on the subway and leave my head on the window and sing loudly.
This should be like federal, Latin federal. This should be like big news.
Yeah.
I mean, in El Salvador is the murder capital of the world.
Yeah, it's outside of America, man. If this happened in America.
No, it did happen in America.
It happened in America?
She is El Salvadorian, but this didn't happen there. It's California.
We got to get that wall up, dude. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. They're going to come in here. They're going to fucking start
kill
their
own babies?
Not in America, dude.
If she killed her own anchor baby, don't they have to send her back?
Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
To killing the baby.
We're against killing babies here in America. That's not what this country's about, dude.
I think it's because she is not white. I'm going to say that. It would be big news if
we killed a white baby.
If we killed the white baby. We. If we killed the white baby.
Well, that's the thing. The baby was white. That's the problem.
I had to kill it because, like...
It was Cortez.
It came out... I told my... I told my husband, like, I don't know why that's white. You know?
It came out. It was wrong color. I'm like, dude, that's fucked up, man.
He said, here's the piece of soup.
I did that by accident.
That was the devil.
What the hell was that?
The devil getting mad. We're making fun of his baby.
No.
Can we find the yellow?
El Diablo!
Yeah, so we had to, like, La Muerta it.
Can we find the yellow?
I'll see him every day, every year, the day after Halloween. I'll paint my face like a skull and say hello to my baby.
I really like that movie Coco, so I was like, maybe you could be Coco. Coco?
I'm thinking about Cocoing my baby and, like, killing it and then getting it over that orange bridge. Yeah.
We got to find the church that fucking exercised the baby and leave it a shitty Yelp review.
I bet that's fucking
true. Yeah,
we should find that church.
It said that it was, I believe it was in somebody's house.
House churches. There it is.
Do you want to finish the video, or do you just
want to? Am I crazy, or she have no remorse?
She's wearing makeup.
Yeah,
she's wearing makeup. She her hair is like.
Yeah, I want to see a little more.
It's just a lot, but
she's smiling. She's
anyway, elite. Sound off in the comments.
Like, subscribe, and review.
I'm going to be killing a lot of babies. I mean, devils.
Now, we're going to truss the baby up and tie the legs. Fit it in the oven.
I'm doing a baby unboxing.
I mean, like, I don't know how to tell you guys.
It looks like she's trying to hold in a laugh.
No, she's chewing gum.
It's crazy when you see, like... She
was like, how am I going to fucking deal with this baby? And she pops a Mentos and gets an idea to say the baby's possessed.
Next week to see if my next baby is bussing or disgusting.
Yeah.
They were close to me. You know, and they didn't.
This is what it feels like to chew five gum.
My daughter, but, like, if you really care about my daughter, you would check up on her, you know, when she was alive. You would post her when she was alive. You know what I mean? But all of a sudden, she passed away, and you're over here doing all these extra things.
Hell yeah.
For what? You know, saying that this and that. Like, no. Like, no.
What?
This is like, there was a lady.
I don't know what she's saying.
There was a lady who killed both of her kids once, and she said to the judge, you didn't help me with those kids. And he was like, you murdered your kids, lady. This is what she's like, how come you didn't post my kid? I didn't know about your kid until you killed her.
Yeah. I feel like she's talking directly to the dad.
Oh, dad.
But he probably posted about the baby when she was alive.
So, like, why bother?
Yeah.
If you can't work the algorithm so that you see, like, everybody sees your baby, then, like, kill it.
Yeah. I don't know what accent I'm doing.
I saw a video today, and I'm so sorry.
The accents are just
changing. If it's impossible to find, don't bother. But I saw a lady try to take a video of herself during a trial. and fall on the floor like people were attacking her. And what the judge called her made my day. Shannon, can you see if you can find a video of a judge calling a lady a ham sandwich?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I did see that. I saw that like a week ago.
I saw it this morning, and it really made me happy.
She just fake fell to the ground.
That would it's that yeah. like that new thing white women do, where they like if you go pretend they're being attacked.
Yeah, they flop like a soccer player.
No, classic woman.
Yeah,
always saying they're attacked when I clearly didn't attack them.
Yeah. Well, there's, yeah. Yeah, of course, John, we would never yeah, accuse you of that ever.
Thank God. Yeah,
you live and you learn.
I mean, you.
It
won
is what it is.
Yeah,
what it is. This is it. This is so funny, dude.
I feel so attacked right now. I don't know what to do. Somebody send help. I'm just so attacked. Help! He's the gavel. He's beating me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wait.
She's like, who they gonna believe, man?
This has to be from like a sketch or something. That's wild.
Okay.
Order! Order! Somebody get this ham sandwich out of my court.
You
know, we get that as a drop.
Ham sandwich.
You know, I was skeptical about the Steve Harvey Judge show, but that was pretty good.
Now you tell me you gonna bring a ham sandwich into my courtroom. By the way, she looks like she might have had a ham sandwich.
Yeah, I mean,
just a couple.
That's a good video, though. I bet that would kill online. That would get like a lot of traction. I think
you'd get some likes.
That would go viral.
Yeah. Her falling off the her version.
Her version of her going, I'm getting fucking beat by the gavel. She said she was beat by the gavel.
Did she say the gavel hit her?
Yeah, she's like, the gavel just hit me.
Can you play that one more time?
Yeah, she was saying he's beating me with this gavel.
Beating me with
which,
the gavel.
Which, I'll be honest, is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Well, somebody get this cunt bitch out of my court.
She's going to get like a sketch show on Netflix or something.
She looks like the sister from Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, she does look like Janet.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Order. The new David Chase spin-off series of just Janet.
Yeah. Yeah. This is actually a deleted scene from The Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah. Get this ham sandwich out of my court.
Get this gobble ghoul out
somebody
of here.
I like that he's also saying it through a mask.
Somebody get this Italian special out of my courtroom.
He's like saying it through a mask, so it's like wiggling.
Somebody get this ham sandwich out of my court.
My court looks like a sassy Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Before we move on, actually, Brendan, you had something on Instagram that fucking had me dying. Did a your high school bully reach out to you about something?
No, it's fake.
That's
fake?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I thought that was real.
Unfollow this guy.
I've been watching this unfold. Said it was fake.
Dude, it's
that got the
hilarious.
Gun out of my mouth.
It's hilarious. I made this because there were these posts about like these people. I saw like two or three of them of this like people being like, my bully tried to reach out to me. Like, I'm a writer now and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, so I like let him have it. Oh, I because and that's exactly how
that
it
was
is.
Just a fake trend that's going on. So you were just shitting on it.
Well, it was like it was something I kept seeing and I was like getting annoyed by it. So I just made I also
were you ever actually bullied?
No.
Oh, you were the bully, huh? Fucking slammed the
I,
fucking
Chad over I was Brendan's the my funny, bully, fat goth, so no one really messed with
people
me.
People kept trying to
As a funny, fat goth, I will say that does not exist.
Oh, sorry. I was just fat.
Yes.
Damn.
No, I like... So I made this whole post. I had just come from a show that I was like, what am I doing? And I made this whole post. And like...
Look, you tricked everyone.
I thought it was so obviously fake. It's like... It's like,
I don't know, man.
You tricked Rosebud Baker.
I didn't see any of the other things. Like, I
talked about it on my Patreon. And, can I plug that? Patreon.com/scenariopod. We talked about it, and Cannon was saying how, like, it's like, obviously, if you know you, it's fake, but there are psychos like this out there that do shit like
this. That's what I'm saying, is I've, like,
I guess
I
we don't
see,
know you, dude.
I could see something like that happening to like somebody I went to high school with on like Facebook.
But like, why would this bully who hasn't talked to me in years, why would he know I don't have a manager or an agent? Why would he know all that intimate stuff about my career? Why would he know that much?
I thought it was just he was just saying stuff.
Or like I've gotten messages like that. So.
Really?
That is not out of line. I've had a few crazy people.
Oh, jeez.
I've had somebody who loved Midnight Spook Show.
Yeah.
And they ask why I don't do more episodes. And I'm like, I don't have talent. Like, I do five shows a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, really? Because I see your dates, and all you are is a feature for Lewis.
Wow.
So I think you have time to do two or three episodes
sure,
a week.
Sure, sure.
But you suck.
There are things like that. But then I did this whole thing about the, and you have no wife and no kids and no health insurance and blah, blah, blah. And then my response was, can I borrow some money? I thought it was like a, hey, that's a joke. There you go.
I thought that was a funny response, to be honest, when I first read it.
It's, yeah. So now the ironic part of all of this is that these people, you know, it's got not to be like, but it's got like, it's, you know, it's.
It's caused actual old bullies to say.
There are 360 comments on it, and about 300 of them are people bullying the bully that they don't realize is me. So in an attempt to like be like, oh, we gotta you know, help this guy and he was wronged, they're bullying me. They're like saying, oh, this guy's grammar sucks, and like crab in the bucket, which I thought was you know,
that
an
is,
actual it's from
that
an
is
M&M
an
line.
That's an actual
it is
saying.
An actual it's, saying, yeah. But everybody's like, crab in the, who thinks of that? What a retard. And I'm like,
yeah, what kind of an adult wigger thinks he can quote Eminem and thinks it's funny?
Yeah, this fat idiot.
Damn, dude.
I bet he sucks. That's what everybody's saying, and they're just like, they're just bullying me now.
That
so I'm
sucks.
Like, you know, I don't really look at it, but there's some, the whole
you
time,
manifested your own bullying.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm going, how do they not know this is,
like, I got
one that was like, whoa, this is crazy. And I went, I like turned to my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, this guy thinks it's real. That's crazy.
I had a friend though, literally somebody I'm still friends with, said something, and I was just sarcastic, like, yeah, I think you're a fucking idiot. And he was just like, yeah, Chris, well, you're just some fucking poor asshole. I know the house you grew up in, and blah blah blah. You just got lucky and lucked into some fucking money. And I was like, Ben, I'm joking. Shut the fuck up. That guy still does my taxes.
Wow. I've also done this before.
Well, we can guess Ben's last name.
Goldman.
Kronberg. Oh.
That's
wild.
But I've done this before. Like, I've done jokes where you can text to yourself, and I changed my name to like my agent, and being like, me being like, is anything coming in? And they're like, who are you? You know, something like that. Like, I've done this joke before, and I don't know why this is picking up so much.
You're the boy who cried wolf, dude. One time you're gonna have like some real news, like it's a boy, I'm gonna be a father, and people are like, yeah, right.
Yeah, what are you gonna
like
get Andy exercise Kaufman. In an El Salvadorian church?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna get cancer, and everybody's gonna be like, yeah, right. Well, good. Fuck them. I don't give a shit.
Damn, dude, that's wild. Damn, dude, that's crazy. I can't believe you put that out there, dude. I can't believe you put that energy.
No, it's fine. It's not real. Nothing is energy.
Well, hold on.
Nothing is energy.
Damn, dude. Everything's chaos. None of this makes sense.
So my high school bully is not going to reach out to me.
I mean,
he's a doctor now. Doesn't that fucking suck? Yeah. He was right, dude. I am a fucking disgusting
What up,
shit.
Nerd? Dr. Cool himself. Guy here. Yeah. That you've never even seen an apartment like mine.
All those shows
Your
are like, he'll fall on hard times and he'll have like a receding hairline and you'll be, it's like, no, it doesn't happen. He drives a nice car that he owns.
Although, I think this is bubbling to possibly make me the most hated guy on Twitter for a whole day because some people are getting it. You know, some people are like, how do people not know that this is a joke? Mm-hmm. And I will respond. I kind of like respond to those people. Like, I'll give a little like, you know, I'll like put a little like, oh, they're onto it. They know, you know. And somebody went, how do people not? This is hilarious. But how do the comments? I mean, like, how do people not know this is fake? And I liked it. And I sent like a George Costanza like, aha,
oh, that's what it meant. GIF.
And somebody responded to that and was like, for fuck's sake, don't you know that this is triggering people? Like, they followed me and they thought that it was real. And now they're so mad that I did this joke. And
you Jesse Smolletted yourself.
Yeah. I Jesse Smolletted myself. Yes, I am Jesse
Smollett.
This
is bully country.
This is
Yeah, the bully had a noose around his neck.
They gave me a wedgie.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it was
said
yeah.
This is bully country.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a Subway sandwich, and then this guy was like, you failed the comedy.
Hey, nerd.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's a fucking joke. What are you going to do?
The problem is, like, comedians like are so often to post, like, genuine heartfelt shit on the internet. It's almost,
fuck
like, hard
yeah,
not
gay.
To fucking goof around. And like, everyone thinking, people think I have a kid. People think I write for SNL, man. It's like, come on. Goofing around, dude. I'm a drug addict. It's never gonna happen for me, dude.
I mean, you could have a kid.
Huh?
Hey, man, is this the bully talking?
I could. No, I can't, dude. I fucking found out I'm sterile.
Are really? You?
Yeah. Oh.
When did you find that out?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it's hot off the press.
Michael. Are you serious?
No, I'm just goofing. See, you can't fucking... Doesn't feel good to be lied to, does it, buddy?
No, I guess it does not. I guess it does not. I guess it doesn't.
I hope you learned I apologize. I hate it. I hate being... disingenuous, but sometimes I need to teach people a lesson.
But you know what? Here we are, and we're sitting here, and none of it matters. So.
It is. This is just a snowflake in a flurry.
Yeah, dude, exactly. We are just a snowflake in a McFlurry.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Should we go to McDonald's after this?
Well, I've known, when I try to like look at people that I went to high school with, I'm not saying... all hardcore Trump people are retarded. But man, retarded people love Trump. Everyone that was like left back or like slow or like in like the rubber room or whatever.
Yeah.
Man, they just fucking love that guy.
Yeah, I've never seen like a Democrat or a leftist like actually retarded person. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I'm sure they're out there.
They're out there, buddy. There's one in the White House right now. Joe Biden. First retard.
No, and I'm not saying, but something about all the special needs, or anyone who was like left back a bunch, something, they just go hard on fucking right-wing shit now.
They need something. They need that kind
of
stuff.
Well, they're the people.
Everybody needs a gang.
Yeah, but they're also the ones competing for jobs with illegal immigrants.
Yeah, you know what? That does make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I've known people who just voted for Trump because they wanted to save money on their taxes.
Oh, yeah, no. I feel like the majority of the people just had, you know, more conservative views, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's something odd that I feel like his campaign almost...
Well, he's kind of a cartoon character. You know what I mean? All the other presidents are kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, stop thinking, listen.
Yeah. Remember when he offered Hillary that cigar and it turned out to be a stick of dynamite?
Yeah.
I mean, it also would have been funny to offer Hillary a cigar, period. Guess where this was?
Does it smell like fish?
Hey, guys, real quick. I know you've noticed something about the world lately, and that's that prices of everything are going up. Your groceries, your rent, gas.
I hadn't noticed. You know why? Because I'm so fucking high on Kratom all the time, Zach.
Yeah, I haven't noticed a goddamn thing. Because you know what's not going up? Kilos from YoKratom.com. It's 2022, and no one should have to do without their Kratom. Look, if you don't use Kratom, I'm not telling you to start now on my account. But if you do, it is time to stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and buying a little at a time for way too much when you could get $60 kilos delivered to your goddamn door from YoKratom.com. So go into 2022 feeling secure that YoKratom prices are staying at a $60 kilo because they've got your back. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, the marquee sponsor of everything we do. YoKratom, we love you and you love us back. God damn it, get some fucking Kratom from YoKratom.com. Let's get back into the show. Dude, for some reason, it's in my head. This is the funny. So they took, I remember when I was in high school, they took all the special needs kids. I was not included. I have to. That's important to note.
Your needs are
still angry.
Still angry. On a 2-day field trip. Sorry. What the hell?
Is that your phone?
Yeah, it's my phone.
Okay. Is it an emergency?
Calming ringtone.
Hi, you're live on Real Ass Podcast.
They took all the special needs kids, but like not just like the Riris, like also like the ones that were like just like behavior cases.
Uh-huh.
To a 2-day trip to New York, one day to a museum and one day to like something else. And we couldn't figure it out because it seemed like a reward for all these kids that were in special classes for like fucking up all the time.
Or were they putting them to sleep or something?
No, it was like when they make Homer watch the bee in the basement of the nuclear power plant.
No, it's exactly what it was. It was those were the 2 days they were doing school inspections. And the rooms that they had for those kids weren't big enough. So they played hide the retard for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Sick.
Whoa, that's a pretty genius idea.
And I put that together at like 15, and I can't believe to this day no one's called them out on it.
Jesus Christ. Well,
we're doing it now. This is a real-ass bust on the real-ass podcast.
Secaucus High School, you're on notice.
Yeah, you're done.
Secaucus.
Once again, four white guys in a room solving all the problems, baby. We're fucking getting these retards out of little rooms. We're making sure women can kill their fucking babies, dude. We're taking care of shit,
now,
dude.
Now, did the special needs kids, did they have to pay for the trip?
No, it was like a gift.
I would have fucking. I would have been like,
"You're forgetting someone."
Turn around to the rest of the guys.
They just needed one regular bus instead of three small buses.
Yeah,
perfect, dude. Budget cuts, baby.
They get on. Whoa, look at this huge bus. They call it huge bus.
The big bus.
Their bus is regular bus, and they call our bus.
It's a luxury bus.
Luxury bus.
It's like a
stretch bus.
Whoa,
it's a limo
what
bus.
Is this first class?
All right. By the way, we also had a special needs kid who was the water boy on the football team.
Yikes.
And I just remember my principal calling him Radio as a joke.
What if he mixed up the water cups with his drool cup?
No, he would mix the Gatorade flavors and they would call it his special flavor.
Oh God.
It was definitely coming.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I don't know. I didn't play football.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely stirred the Gatorade with his fist. He was just like,
note his big tongue. All right. I want to talk about a trans porn star.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
This is
no
this,
idea.
This headline takes a story. Takes a journey. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trans porn star Angelina Please.
She's trans?
Found dead.
Found dead. Damn, dude. Damn,
Shannon,
dude.
Give us the scoop.
Found dead penis, sewed it on.
Do you want to guess her cause of death?
All right, let's go around the table.
Asphyxiation.
I'm going to say suicide. I'm going to say straight up pill suicide from online bullying.
What kills porn stars?
That guy War Machine from UFC.
Yeah, he got some goods.
Heroin.
Okay, so yeah, OD.
Jesus.
Suicide.
Murder.
Car accident?
A
lot of car accidents.
What is this, an early question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You're just throwing car accidents in there? That's one of those where you go, I know it's not car accident.
Or
I'd like to use the 50-50.
Car accident is still there. I know what it is.
Can I make a call? Angelina, please.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Crime of passion. Murder.
Ooh. All right.
So I would say those are our A, B, C, D. What do we say going around the table?
And you know it already.
No, I don't know.
Then I am not agreeing to any of those answers.
Come on.
I think suicide and OD.
Serial killer.
Serial killer?
What? Serial killer. Well, if she was a prostitute, maybe. Okay, I'm going to say crime of passion. I mean, that's the only reason we're talking.
Say murder.
I'm going to say murder.
Murder.
Or maybe she got hit by an ice cream
truck. I'm sticking with suicide, baby.
Suicide, baby. Chris?
I'm gonna agree with Brennan and crime. Somebody didn't realize she was a trans porn star and then murdered her when he found out.
I think it's none of those.
Dude,
I think even
found
the
out.
Fact that Shannon said, "Do you know how she was murdered?"
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be like something like an anvil hit her on the head.
I mean, that would be way better.
At her welding job?
Yeah, it was Trump. He was like
a tragic and hilarious piano.
Suffering succotash.
So
I'm going to say OD. Shannon?
So the actual cause of death was an accidental cocaine overdose. You win, Zach.
Wow. Ooh.
Who intentionally
overdoses
on cocaine?
You can overdose on cocaine?
No.
This is
all right. Not bad.
People intentionally overdose on everything.
I also
the
have
time.
A porn from her if you want to see it.
Yeah, let's definitely put that one
yes,
up.
But you
is
have
she fucking
to put
a chick
it
in
to,
it?
And you guys have to leave the room.
Yeah, but you have to set it to Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
1 second.
I'm
nervous.
Yeah, and while you're queuing that up, give us the story. I mean, I guess that is the story.
I mean,
Pornstar
so
does
her,
too much cocaine.
You think it was fentanyl?
Oh yeah, I didn't think of that. Mm.
So they weren't able to do.
Wait, real quick. I mean, how ironic would that be, though? She thought she was getting one thing, and it had a little something else.
Yeah.
Live by the sword, die by the sword, Joe.
Yeah, you know.
You said it first, baby. That would be a hilarious thing for a trans person to get tattooed above their dick, by the way.
What?
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
That's great.
Shannon, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, honey.
So the her family or friends hadn't heard from her for a couple of days, so they asked
her. Well, her friends hadn't heard from her in a couple of days. Her family hadn't heard from her in a couple of years.
So they asked for a welfare check, and then when they went to check on her, they said her body was unrecognizable. They couldn't even determine
it. It looked like a lady.
She had the same license from before the surgery.
I'm so sorry, Shannon. I keep interrupting you. I apologize.
And so they weren't able to do an autopsy because the body had already been dead for a few days. No. So I guess they can't tell for sure if it was fentanyl or if it was just too much cocaine for real.
Okay, let's see. Let's pay tribute to this beautiful angel
by doing some cocaine.
Yeah.
Wait, nice. Hold on.
This
sorry.
Is good.
1 second. Okay.
All right, here we go. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't like that she's got a fucking sword on her belly. She does have a sword on her belly like fucking Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. She's just a dude.
No. That's a guy.
That guy's not getting into heaven for sure.
Oh, no. And he has all his kids' name, like Rey Mysterio.
Oh, yeah. My God. He's like, my wife actually just killed my baby.
He like asked his neighbor if he could use his home gym for a minute.
That's the passage from Leviticus about not being gay.
Another loophole.
Wait, so he sucked her dick for a few pumps and now he's still working her out?
Yeah. What kind of personal trainer do you have? Oh,
she's getting an erection just by working out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is her dick responding to these baby weights?
Talk about a pump.
So you can do this.
I mean, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen...
Okay. Whoa!
You're not going to believe this, but I don't think I've...
That's
crazy! Whoa!
What? Does she only have one nut?
Her balls are lifting.
Yeah, why does she only have one nut?
This is the best thing I've ever seen.
She just has one big
nut. That's crazy, man. What?
Goofy, oh, good for goofy. Him.
I would kill for that body.
I'm going to fade the music out. I'm just nervous about it.
Yeah, of course. That would be... Yeah.
I'm nervous about this, too.
God forbid we get a copyright strike for this.
Jesus Christ, dude.
This video of us for...
This video doesn't show on YouTube.
I know, dude.
Way too long watching transvestite porn.
Dude,
my baby mama... Transsexual porn, Chris.
Sorry.
All right? There's a difference.
Look at that one ball just hanging. It looks like she's got, like...
Huge labia.
Yeah,
that's a lot of labia. Whoop. Yeah. Nope, that's a
balls. Nope, that's a balls.
That's just a massive weird clitoris.
Mm. Oh, jeez.
Damn, dude.
Those tits look like you could, like...
We don't really need
to... No, let's finish it. Let's get to the end, Chris.
Just a couple more seconds. Chris is uncomfortable because he's actually getting hard.
There's two more minutes left.
If we were just watching regular porn for this long,
stop being so defensive and
make
enjoy
some jokes.
The ride.
You know, talk about her balls.
I think we're all learning
talk
about
something. I think it's only one ball.
Talk about how much her sucking his dick makes you want to come.
I think it's...
I don't like the steampunk rose tattoo.
They care about each other.
There you go. Nice. Right in the asshole.
You know what
up.
The worst part about this is
jerk
the marks
off.
On her knee.
Oh.
Damn. Actually,
yoga mat?
That kind of looks like it'd be nice to get fucked in the ass and jerk off at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
All right. Boner check.
Be fun.
I'm with you. I bet.
Be fine.
I bet that would feel awesome. You know, maybe.
Spin. She's doing pull-ups and shit.
Oh,
damn, that's
God.
Like a... Is that CrossFit?
I gotta work out.
Chris, you're the only one here who exercises. Is that how it's done?
I gotta start.
That's
going
a kip exercise. That's a kip pull.
Oh, so this is what a trainer does.
Yeah.
No,
that's not a kip pull. That's a prick pull up.
All right, cool. So I go to Crunch Fitness.
Yeah,
they'll hook me up.
Oh my Jesus!
Yeah, they'll crunch
Lord.
It.
Yeah,
I would have blood spilling out of my asshole.
Oh, not with that attitude.
Yeah.
All
right, I think that's enough.
Oh, this is where you wanted to change it?
Yeah, I could tell they were falling in love and it got too real.
Yeah.
They got to the position Zach couldn't do because she was lifting her legs.
Actually, instead of changing it, can you now move on to another one? Because I haven't been able to come yet.
Hey, listen. God bless. She's a beautiful angel.
Yes.
Yes. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Do you think...
Gay, bro.
Do you think when a trans person dies and goes to heaven, they look like the sex they were born with or the sex they wanted to be?
What kind of batshit question is that, man?
It's a question, an important
that
one,
is,
I think.
Yeah, that's a good, that is a good question.
That is a good question.
I mean, it's
whose
heaven
is it?
Yeah.
If it's my heaven,
yeah.
It's who they want it to be.
Nice. If it's Ian's heaven, it's... Oh, yeah.
Who he wanted it to be.
I thought you were going to say that.
Well, God bless that beautiful angel. I hope. We wish her a safe journey. on the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah.
They go to dog heaven. that's the punishment. They go to the animal heaven. Yeah.
Look, you're not going to hell.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to order food.
We can't put you in regular heaven.
Yeah.
By the way,
Animal
heaven might be better.
Yeah. Honestly, that would be fucking chill, dude.
What, do you want to hang out with a bunch of fucking religious people, or do you want to hang out with a bunch of cats and dogs?
Yeah. I want to hang out with top tier.
I don't think cats go to heaven dude.
People. I can't live this.
Fucking do that to me, Joe.
Come on, dude. I love my cat, but that guy is going to hell.
No.
No.
Cats?
If anything, cats made heaven. I think cats are like, you know, I think that's what God looks like.
No way. God is a fucking dog, dude, for sure. Dogs are protective, but also loving. And what is God?
Peter is a dog. The at the gates you see a dog.
Are you saying God gets boners for no reason?
Absolutely.
Everyone.
That's what every time a rainbow, that's God getting a fucking red rocket. That's God's red rocket. It's all the colors of the rainbow, man.
All right, what else we got here, baby? Oh, I want to see this woman with the split tongue.
Oh yeah, snake lady.
And if the tongue could be wrapped around a trans penis, that'd be nice.
Chris.
What?
Yeah. You goofball.
Can we watch all
around the table real quick. Split tongue, hot or not?
No.
I'm going to say hot.
Hot.
Not hot.
Depends on the lady, but yeah, that's
no, good. I think a full tongue is fucking sexy, dude.
Mm. We're not saying a full one. All right,
it's a split tongue, but they have a tongue scraper daily or a in-place tongue, but with bad oral hygiene.
Oh.
Mm.
Definitely easier to brush. You put it right in between. Yeah. You just wrap it around.
You don't think that sounds amazing, having a girl with a split tongue wrap her tongue around your dick and jerk you off with both sides of her tongue?
No, I like...
What? You liar.
Yeah.
I like maybe the jerk-off part, but I like when a fucking fat tongue is just all over your cock.
A retarded girl?
If she's got a split tongue, I'd share ice cream. How romantic would that be? Have a little split tongue? Where you're going...
Every girl who dates me has a fat tongue.
All right, tell us about it, Shannon.
I can just I can show you the video.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no. Yes. You're not gonna fuck that girl?
There's no sound.
I mean, maybe.
So this girl split her tongue and she claims she can taste either side.
Now that she's pouring
and that
Coke.
She can actually tell the difference in real time between Coke and Pepsi.
You're really not gonna fuck that girl?
Isn't there like one patch that's for like savory and one patch for
like
tongue
Smith.
For salty?
Dude, she looks like when you open a mirror cabinet and you go like this and you film both those sides.
Look at that.
Damn.
Look at her go.
Yo, this chick.
Me and my buddy get real.
How much money do you think her parents have?
How did she do that? How do you do that?
How do you do what?
How do you split your tongue?
How do you split your tongue?
You gotta
they cut it and then they wrap it up in gauze and it heals.
Oh.
Owie.
Oh, my own.
Oh.
I mean,
my own.
Hey. I could be wrong, so Shannon, I guess YouTube
has a split tongue, dude.
Yeah, let's watch a procedure.
If you get a split tongue.
Got a split tongue.
The Sopranos talking about someone with a split tongue.
Can you still be buried in a Jewish cemetery with a split tongue?
She put one. Christopher, she's got a split tongue, for Christ's sake.
T, I met her at rehab. She's got a split tongue. What are you doing going around town with this? She looks like a snake.
She was a made man, T.
Here we go.
No, that was the last girl. She was made a man, T.
Oh, sorry. I said that wrong. She was made a man, T.
I'm not sure if this angle is going to really show you.
This is showing someone doing it?
Yeah.
Will I throw up if I watch this?
Oh, come on. Live a little.
One way to find out.
You just watch an empowering transsexual get railed in the asshole, and you're like, can I see this
normal
medical procedure?
No, I will pass out if I see this.
It's okay. You want to hold my hand?
Hey, how long is this going to take? Because we got to kill my baby in an exorcism in about 4 hours.
Trust. Loyalty.
Oh, God. Do they have any, cookie? Do we have cookies here?
Why is he just pulling it apart?
Water?
That's how it's done, dude.
No, I don't. Maybe we missed something.
No, I think he's just, I think they probably are going to split it. There
Trust.
It
loyalty.
Maybe they're taking, they took out her tongue ring, I think.
Oh, there it goes. Yikes. I'm nervous.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the way to do that.
That was she goes, ow, ow, ow. She's like, I'm just taking your tongue.
I'm
right
nervous.
Now. Are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, this is going to be brutal.
There's a scalpel on that tray.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
There's a scalpel on that tray.
Ooh.
Brendan.
It's all right, buddy.
Oh.
Joe, hold Brendan's hand.
Here we go. Brendan,
hold his
take
hand.
My hand, buddy.
Hold his hand, bro.
Do you think it's that tattoo on her fist that says, this too shall pass, is for when she's fisting
it's
people?
It's okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's okay, buddy.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Man, it's just a muscle. It's just. There's nothing that bad about it. We're going to be okay.
We're going to be all right, buddy.
It's all going to be okay. Who's my big guy?
He's got a gun.
Who's my big guy?
Why
here is my big guy?
Here we go.
Who's my big, brave, strong boy? It's Brendan. It's Brendan. He's my big, strong, brave boy. And
fuck me.
Yeah. Have sex with another man, will you? I'll cut your tongue in half.
Fucking... Why? What's wrong with your tongue?
That's just
tongue?
A clamp. That's just a clamp, Brendan.
That's just a clamp, dude. Don't worry.
You're never leaving my dungeon, sweetheart. I'm splitting your tongue in half.
What's wrong with just having a regular tongue?
Nothing, but hey, let's
live a little.
Here we go,
dude.
Here we go. Time
Who's
to split your tongue in half.
She just takes the gun out and puts it in her mouth.
You were talking about getting railed and jerking off.
Wait,
imagine having your asshole and grundle licked at the same time.
Is she wearing some kind of mouth guard?
Sounds so good.
Imagine a fucking tongue on each ball.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
And like back and forth.
I feel like we're on a roller coaster.
This
is how I feel on a roller coaster.
The anticipation. Here we go.
This is so fun.
Here we go, guys.
Isn't this fun?
Between the tongue.
Here we go, baby.
We have now turned Andrea in the office.
And she's
here we go, baby.
Oh. She's a combat veteran.
Oh,
and
God.
And she's listening to Gino
Demon?
Talk.
Oh. Be gone.
Oh.
They should do this to Gino Bisconte just so he stops.
Fuck, dude.
Yep, there.
Now you get Gino.
Bad.
No, Gino, listen. You say two N words.
There it goes. Oh, my God.
Oh, we got a gusher.
Look at that.
Oh, fuck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
What was that gum with
now
the,
you'll think
what was
twice
that gum with the goo in the middle? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, then it's just getting down to the middle of things. Yeah, to the nitty gritty.
Bubblicious. Was it Hubba Bubba?
Woo!
With the goo in the
fucking
middle?
God, dude.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, doggy.
Yeah, right down to the middle.
Yeah.
She's not getting
You don't
want
to fuck that?
They're getting down to the gooey inside.
Yeah, no.
By the way, Shannon's a soldier.
Woo.
Shannon doesn't give a shit. Nat's a little bothered.
It's all right.
Ugh.
I feel like it helps that she had a ring because it's like already started for her.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me. In the
That definitely helps.
Yeah, fuck me.
Wow, yeah. That's cool. Now I want to do that.
Now, can this
you should do that.
Like
should we get matching split tongues?
Hell yeah, all of us. Hell
let's
yeah,
all
right
do
now.
It.
All right, everybody.
Oh, fellas. Fuck. Split tongues.
It's I'm the only one that goes
gloves,
through with
Brendan.
It.
They have gloves. It's okay.
Yeah, dude.
This is they're doctors, dude. Look at the sleeve tattoos. You get that in med school.
Yeah, yeah.
Upon
I was
graduation.
Gonna say, bring it to the end. Let's. This is a long video.
Oh
let's
my 40, god, 48 minutes.
Oh look, that dollar sign.
Oh,
that's
you
cool.
Fucking idiots! What's wrong with you?
Do you want to hear him talking at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did pretty damn good, but I think you were because I had to fan her off. She started sweating.
Ooh, yeah. No shit. Fuck.
Hey man, I'm never gonna let that happen to you. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a half an.
Yeah, it's gonna go
this
on.
This too shall pass is on her.
Yeah.
No, you just did.
She's been through some shit, dude.
Permanent.
She's been through some.
This
shit.
This is a fucking chola.
Why does that guy have a gun on his hip?
You know why? Come on.
He does look like he. This is just the back of a Brinks truck.
Imagine someone waiting to, like, get their ears pierced.
Owie, owie.
I'm so
hey,
oh, yeah, you're waiting for just, like, your first ear piercing with your mom.
Hey.
Your first little rose on your skin.
Looks like her boyfriend's going to have a couple days of peace and quiet without the old lady chewing his ear off. You know what I'm saying, fellas?
I do. I get it, Joe.
Yeah, I'd like to split my girlfriend's tongue. You know what I'm saying?
This really
shut
takes
eye.
A while, huh?
Oh, my God.
Look at that. What if she's like, I changed my mind?
Yeah, so now they're going to go in between it. I don't imagine. Oh, man.
Cool. You did it. Ah, jeez.
Do you think?
And now.
Not in this house.
And hey, but
not
you know what?
House.
At the end of it, you get ice cream.
Do you think my
two flavors. You get two flavors after this.
Is this covered by insurance?
Off. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm turned on.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Damn, first transsexual porn and now fucking split tongues, dude. We're fucking walking out of here fully loaded.
Yeah, are we trying to all fuck again, right now?
Watch out, dude. I'm fucking glad I missed my kid's recital for this, dude.
Oh, man. I'm filled up. All right, so,
dude, you
Brendan, you sat through a lot today. You've been a good boy.
Okay.
You've been daddy's special guy.
Okay.
You've been brave.
Uh-huh.
And I love you. So this next story's for you.
All right.
It's a guy with a stick of dynamite in his dick hole.
No, yeah. This one's just for you. Because I love you, and I wanted to get to your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So this segment is officially for you.
Ooh.
All right.
This is Wigger News with Sags.
Yay.
Chet Hanks does cringy Joker impression during interview.
Oh, I saw this. It's great.
Oh, dude, boy. Chet fucking owned that interview.
Dude,
owned
it. Did you see the other part of with the apology cam?
I haven't seen anything.
I'll send it to Shannon right now. Hold on.
Nah, he was awesome, dude. I like him.
So actually, then here.
He's in
Brenton,
Curb.
You give us your version of this before we watch it. What happened?
I think Zee-Wee, or whatever, who I don't know, I think she invited him on to, like, own him and be like, look at this fucking idiot. Because she does that, I think. I think that is a part of her show.
It's an entrapment.
Yeah. And he... I'm thinking he knew that. I really don't think he's as dumb as he fucking comes on. Like, I think he's
a Hanks, goddammit.
He's still got Hanks blood in him.
You can't chet the Hanks, baby.
Yeah. He's not just a black sheep, okay? He's got Hanks
blood. He wishes he was.
He loves fucking him.
Goddamn.
And I think he just knew that, and he just was like, all right, I think he's just answering
honestly.
Do you think
he's playing a character to, like, fuck?
No, I think that's what he is, but he's like, I don't give a shit about this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna just be me. She's like interrogating him in a way. She's like, you know, you did this, and he's like, yeah, and I'll do it again.
All right, let's see it.
What if it's just Colin Hanks as a character, and like there was no Chet Hanks?
Oh my god, I've actually never seen them in the room together.
I don't think anyone has.
I don't really have any plans. You know what I mean? I'm like the Joker.
You're like the Joker. Do I look like a guy with a plan?
Yeah, that's actually not bad, dude.
Pause it.
This is just what I
can
do,
I be honest
we
with
do
you?
On our podcast.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I felt like Heath Ledger was alive in that moment.
I've said that on
that
a podcast.
So many times. That is such a thing you would do.
Of course. You say the line.
And I'm not saying that insultingly.
No. I take that as a motherfucking compliment. But I've done this before. Like, I've said, like, that exact line. You know, you're like joking around with people. You go, yeah, it's like the Joker. Like, do I look like a guy with a plan? And then everybody fucking laughs. And that's what he's doing. And she's
like now.
And yeah. Well. Uh-oh. Everybody laughs. In my head.
It would have been funnier if he showed her the magic trick with the pencil.
Yeah. I think she's.
Let's see. Is there anything? I mean, who knows?
I don't know much.
The crux of it?
The trans porn star.
No, there's not. Like 50, it barely started.
It's like full interview.
Yeah, I'm like a dog chasing cars.
Chris, you're blowing up.
If I got it.
Okay, well that's
that was bad. He lost.
You don't
it.
Say it
you
again.
Complete me.
Uh-oh. My now he's just going into like the comics.
And a fiend.
Maybe he's high.
R.I.P. Heath.
Pause.
R.I.P.
Yes,
Heath.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
My father,
this guy rules.
Was a cowboy action figure, and a man trapped on an island. And
that's
once
awesome.
He was you big, are. Then he was a boy again, and then he was big again.
My father was on a boat that got taken over by pirates.
My father was a retarded guy who ran across the country. And played ping pong.
You want to know how I got these chocolates?
My father was a gay lawyer.
My father was Sully Suller, whatever the pilot's name was. Who was that?
Sully Sullivan.
Sullenberg.
Sullenberg?
My father was Sully Sullenberg. See, we're doing it now.
Yeah, you're operating a plane. A flock of geese comes at you. What do? My father knew.
R.I.P. Heath.
Go.
They tried to kill my wife.
He's killing.
He's having fun.
Yeah.
He's having fun and he's killing.
If you have to do an interview on bouncy balls, you should be able to fuck around.
Yeah.
What did they clip his mic to? His rippling chest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sick.
This guy rules.
I don't hate it. My dad.
Zell, don't impersonate black men.
Shout out John David Washington.
Do you ever feel like you're desecrating like black people when you do shit like that?
Maybe she is like fun. Honor, maybe she's like.
No, I don't feel like I'm doing anything.
Doing
like
a character herself. You know
oh
what
no!
I mean?
The way she just got mad at him for doing an impression of Denzel.
I don't know. I mean,
they call that like audio blackface now. If you do a black voice,
even if you grew up on the streets like Chet.
I don't know. She could be actually like mad and hating this guy, but or they could just have that energy where like he is like, oh, I'm kind of making her laugh. Like, he probably thinks he's flirting with her. She's probably flirting with him a little bit. By
that's
being
how
like,
women fucking flirt,
that.
Dude. They always act all irritated and mad at you.
Tell you to stop doing that black voice
it's
all
like,
the time.
Come on, baby.
I've flirted with women like this before.
Me too, dog.
I've flirted where I annoy them and they laugh and it's a thing. And it's like, I think so. He's a little brother, right?
No, he's big brother, isn't
he? Is he the older brother?
I just want to watch a podcast with them.
All right, yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Here we go. She's in love.
I think she's into it.
I think she is. Look at this fucking muscular guy. I couldn't keep my fucking tongue in my mouth.
Go.
They tried to kill my wife.
She's laughing. She fucking likes it.
He's killing.
And look, there's probably like it's probably just the fucking camera operators and shit, and like it picked up
shout
their
out
laughter.
John David Washington.
Do you ever feel like you're desecrating like black people when you do shit like that?
Not at all.
Not at all. You feel like it's an honor. You're honoring them.
No, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. I feel like I'm just doing an impression.
Just Mr. Marlon Hanks
live in the flesh.
Hell yeah.
He's awesome, dude.
Damn, dude, he rules.
He's less racist than her. Like, he's just being like, no, I'm just having fun. There's no hate in what
he's
doing.
Yeah, he's not like,
And there's a active hate that if she's not flirting with him, she hates him. She's giving him like a don't fucking do that.
Yeah, she wants to spit
and that's
his
more
mouth.
Racist.
I don't think it's incessantly racist to do an impression of a black guy unless you've heard me do Cat Williams.
But that's just Cat Williams.
Yeah. I almost did it. And really put the brakes on that one.
You pimpin, have the clip pimpin, I sent you? Pimpin.
Yeah, there's another part.
You
of
just
this.
Sound like a little person.
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
We did all very sweetly for doing it so neatly. You killed it quite completely.
That fat blueberry bitch. I drink and I know things.
All right.
I apologize too. I don't know. Maybe the Potwa community.
What is the patois community?
Because he talks in like patois, like he's where he goes like Bumba Clatman, you know, like stuff like that.
I don't know.
That's
what
Jamaican,
that is.
Right?
He did like a Jamaican like reggae accent.
Oh, like a Jamaican beef patois.
It's
called patois
with cocoa bread.
Kill gay people.
Yeah. It's called fatwa, actually. Nah.
Did I ever tell you why I didn't? I only started recently trying Jamaican beef patties.
Really?
I never would get them because I was scared of them my whole life.
I'll tell you who loves Jamaican beef patties. Mm. Chester Martin Hanks.
Oh, I believe it. And I only started getting them recently. When I was in like second or third grade, we had a thing in my class where everyone had to bring in a recipe. You would never do this now, by the way. From whatever ethnicity you were.
Ooh.
So like my family did German chocolate cake.
Fun.
We had a girl named Crystal Roberts, and she brought in a recipe for Jamaican beef patties. And at the end, they made a cookbook for the class for something from everybody's family. Mm-hmm. And then they had to send out a notice the next day not to make Crystal Roberts Jamaican beef patties because she made up the recipe on her way to school that day, and it would make you violently – like, she was just like a second grader that didn't know –
oh my God! What,
how to cook?
She had like soup.
How did nobody catch that before they bound a cookbook for the entire class?
I think because no one knew how to make a Jamaican beef patty in Clarendon Elementary School.
Yeah, and it's like turkey.
No,
turkey.
It was like it would make
Jamaican
you sick.
Beef patty.
She turkey. Put like raw meat in it.
Hell God.
And like didn't have the right way to cook it, so it's like this will give you food poisoning. Please do not make this recipe.
Hell yeah, fuck.
So my whole life, I always thought Jamaican beef patties would make me violently ill.
Damn, that's awesome. That's some reparations right there. Good little black girl giving those Jamaican beef patties and poisoning the white community.
Yeah.
Good.
She also taught us, she got in a fight with a girl and in the bathroom and they came back. She got in a fight with this huge white trash chick who got left back a bunch. And they both came back from the bathroom and Crystal Roberts ran in. And said she called me a
Jamaican beef patty.
Yeah.
And then the other girl goes, well, she called me a white cracker. And no one in my class had ever heard cracker before. Mm-hmm. So we all just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. It's a funny fucking
it
slur,
is hilarious.
Dude.
Yeah.
Cracker's right. great.
Is there any more shows, more chat?
Hell yeah.
I haven't done anything offensive, so.
You don't see it as cultural appropriation. You see it as like a celebration of culture. Mm-hmm. And then it's like sure. social justice warriors can like go.
Why did
rocks.
He even agree to that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What a king.
He fucking rules, man.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Dude, she likes it too. Dude,
everybody has come around on him.
You know what he's given off?
No
he,
comment.
He gives off
no,
that I mean, he knows I who the fuck he is.
Yeah. Social justice warriors can kick rocks.
Hell yeah. Take that, fucking POC.
Chet.
Last dude, maybe.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Shannon.
Like, hell yeah. Yeah. She's going, you don't think it's social appropriation? It's like, what is that? What are you talking about?
He's a real ass dude. Yeah. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Hell yeah.
I would say Chet has a good attitude.
He does, man. Look, White Boy Summer 2.0, baby.
Hell yeah, let's go.
I'm 100% all right with that.
No hell boat shoes.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love him. That was great. Was that the end? He's just telling social
he's got another thing. He's got three things came out, I think. It was that. It was
I saw that and the Joker is the only
the
two
Joker
I saw.
Yeah. Maybe it is just the two. But yeah, you know.
Why did they move from the chairs where he had a shirt on to the balls where he had no shirt on?
Maybe, that was probably later on in the interview after things got heated.
Mm. Maybe he came on twice.
Mm. Yeah. They filmed a trans porn right after that in the same studio.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the way you want to get fucked in the ass and jerk off.
What?
On an exercise ball.
Yeah. That seems like there'd be a lot of
good
core
bounce.
Strength.
Mm. Nah, I think you could do it.
The tranny porn star fucks Chet Hanks and says, "You want to know how I got these scars?"
Yeah.
It right, costs a lot of
hit
money.
Me. Hit me. Hit me.
The let's government paid for it.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Let's do one more story and get out of here. Let's do this video of the paralyzed congressman. Is this the same guy that was fucking somebody in the face?
Yeah,
oh,
same guy.
Is this the video of him trying to start his car or something?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see this yet.
All right. Let's check it out.
Mamma mia.
Okay. Here you go.
I noticed this really, really awesome Mercedes C-Class, and it's
he's
something
a good looking guy.
Yeah, I can't feel bad for this
we
fucking
order
guy.
Lane controls because we were supposed to get kind of a more not fun car, and car. So I really want to drive this.
Is he also
bus.
Doing a Joker impression?
I don't have lane controls.
Yeah,
that's a congressman.
Fast
yeah.
stick.
What's it? What?
Stick, and we got my old trusty.
Is he like paralyzed?
How many black guys?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can
yeah.
See
yeah.
him? They're
that's
like,
wild.
Man, you got a paralyzed white guy. You don't got one black motherfucker.
He's a paralyzed gay man who's a Republican congressman.
That's wild.
Then I'm just gonna make some little notches.
Isn't it crazy how there's so many like actually gay Republicans?
All right, so we got launch control on. Yeah. We got the stick. Let's see what we can do with this bad boy.
Is he showing you how to steal a car?
Well, he's showing you how he can drive a car with no legs.
He has to.
Oh, he's using the stick.
He's using the stick to hit the pedals.
Someone's like, you know they make cars for handicapped people, right?
But it costs extra to mod him out. He's just got a stick. Sticks are free.
Yeah, sticks are from God. Who we established as a dog.
Who doesn't exist.
Who doesn't love sticks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what?
God does love sticks.
Full circle, I'll agree.
The Big Bang was just God chasing a stick.
Joe, you said God's a dog. Dogs love sticks. This guy, obviously, Republican congressman. Must love God.
And sticks.
Mm-hmm. But he made him gay and handicapped.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's end it there. I want to call it. Thank you guys for tuning in this week to the Real Ass Podcast.
He was burying a bone in that other video. See, because he was fucking that dude.
I thought you meant his leg bones.
No, you don't know about this guy? He's got caught like twice fucking dudes. Like, that's there was a crazy. Video of him punching a guy in the face and then fucking his ass that came
sir,
out like,
2 weeks
ago. Sir,
we saw your wheelchair outside of the gay club.
Yeah. There's also right a video outside. Of him dressed in, like, a corset at a gay club.
Damn.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Well, dude, if he's fucking paralyzed, he must have crazy upper arm strength. He would have fucking broke that person's jaw.
How far we have come as a society to be like, this guy's doing gay shit, and he's handicapped, and who cares? No, that doesn't
but
matter.
If you want to be king of the gays, imagine if you can't feel your bottom half.
Load them in. I don't feel nothing.
Fair enough.
Fucking keep them coming, boys. These are my constituents.
Yeah, he's like reading a newspaper.
My constituents. There we go. That's the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you to our guests, Brendan Sagalow, Joe Gorman, my co-host, Chris from Brooklyn. Lewis, we love you very much. We'll see you next week. Thanks for letting me hold down the ship. You are the best. Thank you to the ladies in the booth, Natalie and Shannon, and everybody here at Gas Digital. We love you very much. Tune in next week to the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.